It's got a lot of hydrogen in it. And if they had a big enough spark, a big enough bomb, they might start a chain reaction in the whole hydrogen in the atmosphere and blow up the whole outfit. Well, praise the Lord, that'd be wonderful. I could take a quick trip to the New Jerusalem. But the cobalt bomb is even worse. The cobalt bomb has no limits whatsoever, and the reason nobody has shot off a cobalt bomb yet is they don't know how to control it. But can you think of what a crazy dictator like Hitler would do before, if he couldn't gain the world, he'd blow it up? Kind of makes you a little bit shaky when you realize that Brezhnev has one in his control. And if we got another Stalin, and he was nuts, he was completely goo-goo. That man didn't have brain one in his head, much less having any kind of compassion at all. I believe that Stalin would have blown up the whole match. I believe he'd have pressed his finger on the button to blow up the United States. I'm sure that they will try every method in the world to get rid of these creatures. But these breastplates of iron, I believe, is to show their indestructibility. And these are spiritual creatures. I don't think you can blow these creatures up. Remember, if they fall upon the sword, you can't hurt them, Joel says. And their wings were as the sound of chariots. These will make a noise. I've heard a very small swarm of locusts. I imagine if there were several billion of them, as they come in Africa and Palestine, I can imagine it would be very... Have you ever seen a swarm of locusts? Anybody here? I mean a big one. Didn't they make a noise? I know I can hear a single locust. We have two locusts come in my yard. One's a 13-year and one's a 17-year locust. One's black and the other's yellow. The black, I think, is 13 and the yellow is 17 years. The grub lives 17 years under the ground. It comes out. But I scare one up, and you can hear it. I can't imagine what it would be like to have several billion of them. It's a good thing they're edible if you like that sort of thing. Yes?
I realize it's silly, but it's a lot of people believe there's a lot of metaphorical arguments about biblical Christians and modernists today. All of this is just a metaphor for a massive body of life.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. If I had time, I would give you some of the far-fetched theories on every one of these. And the very reason that there are so many theories is when you leave the literal, nobody knows or can know. No way. I've got several dozen books in my library that, if you want some of them, look at Matthew Henry or Adam Clark or Lange or almost any one of the commentaries. They're written by people who don't believe in literal fulfillment of prophecy. These are literal creatures. Here's why I say the key to the book is believe it. And James Weaver Waddell's motto, if the plain sense makes common sense, seek no other sense. I believe you're on safe ground. Remember, this is a time of trouble such as never was. And these creatures come out of the pit. Until you've seen one face to face, oh, I know A.A. Allen said he saw them and took pictures of them. But he saw a lot of things, yeah. He was just as bad as our brother who saw a 500-foot Christ the other day. Or the Catholics who always see a blue-eyed, blonde-haired baby for the Christ, born in Palestine. That'd be foolish. That'd be an albino. There are no blue-eyed, blonde-headed babies in Palestine. I have seen some red-headed ones, but that's henna. That's those women who have a convertible top. These are little creatures. And they had tails like unto scorpions. It's the ninth and the last of the great similes. And there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. That same fallen angel of verse 1, Lucifer. Remember, his name in the Gospels was Beelzebub, prince of the demons. He is head over them. They're his subjects. I believe they were his subjects in the original creation. Not only did a third part of the stars of heaven fall with him when he fell, we shall see later in the book, but these pre-Adamic order of creatures fell with him also. And some of them are confined in Hades, and some are wandering disembodied over the face of the earth. These creatures are manifested upon the earth, and they have a king over them. And notice, there's no doubt who it is, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, or destruction. Destruction. And in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. And Apollyon is destroyer. Destroyer. Satan is the author of havoc and ruin, sin, murder, lies, crime. Now, before our time runs out, I want to be sure and give this. I want to give you 10 reasons why these are not literal locusts. We already see that they're not creatures of the earth. There are too many expressions here that forbid it. Then the source of their origin in the shaft of the abyss. Humans will come out of Hades, the fallen creatures, fallen humans, are incarcerated in the heart of the earth in a place called Hades or Sheol. These are in God's prison house of supernatural creatures. We shall see the only human that is specifically spoken of as being there is the Antichrist. We shall see in chapter 12 he comes up out of the bottomless pit. Also in chapter 17 of Revelation. First, they're not to hurt any green thing. What is the primary thing that a locust hurts? Green things. That's what they live on. Here's why it's like the Garden of Eden before them and like a desert in back of them for little locusts. I have never yet either seen a real swarm of locusts go over a field. I have seen what they can do to one bush, my bushes. And we are plagued by these 13-year locusts around my house along in the latter part of April. They'll start hatching out, and a bush will be black with them. Baby black locusts. I spray them. I'm trying to decimate them a little bit. But I have seen pictures in Texas of a cornfield where the locusts have swept through. And if there are enough of them, you don't even have any stalks left. But most of the time, they're just bare stalk. Everything else is gone. Strip it bare. Somewhere like I've got a great big Florida holly tree in my front yard at the house. It comes out beautifully in the red berries, but when the robins come through, they can stay on that thing for 2 hours and every holly is off from it. They love them. They just strip it bare. I got out there and tried to get them off from it. You get out there and scare them and they'd fly up and back down again. We had one frustrated mockingbird that tried to run them off too. Boy, you talk about a hopeless task. They shall not hurt any green thing. So it can't be a locust. Look at second. They're to hurt only men. And a locust doesn't hurt men. I've caught all kinds of locusts. The way I kill the big yellow ones is I pick them off and throw them down on the sidewalk. And that doesn't do them any good. It kills them, but it doesn't cure them. Third, the place of origin. They come up out of the shaft of the abyss. That's not where locusts are. Fourth, they have a king. This is very unique. Whereas Proverbs 30:27 says the locusts have no king. Little locusts. You put these two texts together and you'll see these are not locusts. Proverbs, let me find it again. Yes. Says that the locusts have no king. 30:27. These have a king. Fifth, locusts to a Palestinian wouldn't need four verses to describe them. Literal locusts. Wouldn't need any. They're famous over there. Like I said, they eat them. They used to. And then all through the Near East, they still do. Six, you never saw a locust in your life that fit this description. Not a one. All nine of these descriptive similes show that they're not locusts, every one of them. I've never seen a locust with any one of these. I've never seen a locust with hair like a woman. I've seen some present-day insects with hair like women. Those are the hippies I was talking about. I'm probably getting in trouble with what I've been saying if some of you have some hippie relatives and tell them about this. But I tell you this, I love their souls and like to get them saved, but I don't like their lifestyle. One iota. I think it's resigning from the human race. And of course, they're opting for a whole life of crime and stealing and dope. I have, for instance, we had a graduate return to college. Got caught up in some of this mess and got killed here a few years ago. And he was dead wrong in the whole outfit. He just seemed to have gone haywire. He wasn't crazy. I think it would have been helped if he had been. Contrary-wise, in verse 3, they're contrasted with scorpions of the earth, showing that these are not of the earth. These are not earthly creatures. These are supernatural creatures. That's why nothing can hurt them. 8, literal locusts don't have scorpion tails to hurt. Then number 10, by 9 forceful similes, the shapes, the likenesses, is given as the Holy Spirit beggars language to try to describe these supernatural creatures that shall come out on the earth to torment men 5 months. Restricted in their time, but still they shall be literal creatures. Then verse 12. One woe is past. And behold, there cometh two woes more, meditata. The next two woes are after this one. Now, there's no doubt about the next woe. The sixth woe is the sixth angel. Yes? The woes? Yes, I'll be glad to. Number 7, with verse 3, they're contrasted with the scorpions of the earth. That expression, of the earth, shows these are not of the earth. Language I don't think could be any plainer than that. They're set in contrast with that of the earth. Otherwise, it wouldn't be any sense in putting that phrase in there at all. Scorpions of the earth. Everybody knows scorpions are of the earth. It'd be a tautology. It'd be nonsense. But they're set in contrast to these creatures. These are not of the earth. And then number 8, locusts do not need, or these have personality. I guess I skipped that one, didn't I? I'm glad you asked for it then. Number 9, these have personality. And it's very important. That's one of the most important. So they have face as of a man. They obey commands. They distinguish between sealed people and not sealed people. These are intelligent creatures. These are not animals or insects. These have personality. You that have been with us in demonology and angelology can appreciate this very much. As real personal, moral, premoral agents who chose to follow Satan in his rebellion. 10 was by 9 forceful similes chosen to show their shapes and looks, the likeness of them. So the Holy Spirit guards his language very carefully to show that these are not humans, they're not literal insects, these are supernatural creatures out of the shaft of the abyss. Like in Luke 8:31, when they said to Jesus, cast us not into the abyssos, into the abyss, into the shaft of the abyss. In other words, the shaft is not used there. The only time in the Bible shaft of the abyss occurs is in this text. Nowhere else. Yes? It has to be. It has to be an external sign. When the angel seals 144,000, it must be visible. I believe the seal that the church at Philadelphia shall have after the rapture will be literal. When Jesus said, I will write on him the name of the city of my God and the name of my God and my own new name. I think that will be the most blessed thing that ever happened to me is when I have his name written on me forever. I'm his anyhow. Now, this first woe is the fifth trumpet. No doubt about that at all. Therefore, the next two woes are the last two trumpets. The sixth trumpet is these angels that come out of the bottomless pit, 200 million of them we shall see. And also, no doubt, everything leading up to the seventh trumpet. Notice in verse 14 of chapter 11. And the second woe is past. And behold, the third woe cometh quickly, and immediately you have the seventh trumpet. In verse 15. So the day of the Lord and all the attending signs and events of the day of the Lord is the seventh trumpet. As the seventh seal took us to, the sixth seal took us to the day of the Lord, the seventh trumpet does. And so does the seventh bowl, as we shall see a little later. For the great earthquake takes place at the seventh bowl judgment. It isn't recorded, But if the first two woes are the fifth and sixth trumpets, the third woe must be the seventh trumpet. And we'll see that it's the day of the Lord. And all the events around the day of the Lord is the seventh trumpet. And a lot of those, remember, are plagues. Battle of Armageddon, the great earthquake that shakes the heavens and the earth, and the destruction of the armies of Armageddon. All of these things take place. And then he gathers out of his kingdom all things that do offend. All of these are surrounding the day of the Lord. I'll introduce this sixth trumpet. It's also supernatural. And unlike the locusts, like demons, these kill. They kill about 1 billion people. 1 billion. A third of Earth's population. Remember, a fourth is killed by the first four seals. Kill about 1 billion people. So that about 3 billion are left. If the Lord comes pretty soon. If he tarries 10 years, there'll be 5 billion people on Earth. That's how fast we're growing now as an Earth. But this one slays about 1 billion people. Our time is just about up. So I won't start on the actual sounding of the trumpet. But notice these are hellish cavalry. These don't go like horses. They ride on horses. Some kind of hellish creatures, not like anything on earth. They can hurt with their tails and with their mouths. And slay. So that these are not like any earthly horses. Their name is used for them by metonymy. But what could he call them? Now, we'll call your attention to it in our next lesson, but there seems to be in the debris, I can't think of a better name for it, the debris of all past creations on this earth, all kinds of hellish fallen creatures, undreamed of by us or archaeologists or scientists. The demons are part of them. They're relics of a doomed, damned creation when Lucifer fell. Who knows? I don't believe God's told us all. I think there are, like one man said, there are things in this world that are never dreamed of by humans, even in this world. Well, what about in the past worlds, past creations? And maybe even in other creations out there, the rim of the universe, I don't know. I'm going to be interested to go out and find out. You're dismissed.